Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the seventh week of Ordinary Time. This week we have with us sisters from the Collaborative Dominican Novitiate in Chicago, Illinois. The CDN is a collaborative project of 18 different congregations of Dominican sisters in the United States. The novices are finishing up their canonical year in just a few months. With us today is Sister Terry Schell, who is a novice with the Dominican Sisters of Peace. The title of her preaching is, Would You Like to Join the Worm Club?
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus and his disciples went on from there and passed through Galilee. He did not want anyone to know it, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, The Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him, and 3 days after being killed, he will rise again. But they did not understand what he was saying, and were afraid to ask him. Then they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, What were you arguing about on the way? But they were silent, for on the way they had argued with one another who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all. Then he took a little child and put it among them, and taking it in his arms, he said to them, Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me. Would you like to join the worm club? A kid in a collared shirt with a missing tooth asked me at church one Sunday. I was on my way out of Mass on a damp spring morning. He must have seen that I was intrigued, so he went on. This is how you do it. You take this pledge. One, I promise to be a friend to worms. Two, I promise not to use live worms for fishing. Three, if I see a worm on the sidewalk, I promise to move it to the dirt. Then, you can be a worm club member. I was moved by the commitment and the big-heartedness of the boy's request. He was inducting worm club members right in the parish parking lot. The disciples in Mark's gospel have been on the road with Jesus for some time now. They've seen some amazing things. Jesus feeding thousands, healing the suffering, raising the dead. Yet they were probably pretty tired as they wrapped up their long trek from Caesarea Philippi into Capernaum. It's at this point in the journey that Jesus decides to reveal a second time that he will be betrayed, killed, and rise again. What? This is just too much for the disciples. Too scary to know the truth, too unfamiliar to. They just didn't get it. We can tell that the disciples didn't get it. For after Jesus' profound pronouncement of self-gift, they began to debate among each other who was the greatest. Yet again, the disciples missed the point. Jesus sat. Perhaps with a sigh, he gathered them and taught them to be my disciple, you must be servant of all. All. The child Jesus took into his arms represented the powerless, the vulnerable. Yet again, Jesus is telling the disciples, as well as us, to let go of the ego, to serve God who is found in others, to stop obsessing over domination and control, and see the presence of God in beings that are undervalued or different. When are we going to get it? That when we practice dying for others, that's when we really start to live. Coming out of Mass that morning, I heard another preaching of the gospel from the kid, the founder and president of the Worm Club, who seemed, unlike the disciples, to really get it. He offered how to be a disciple in 3 steps. 1, I promise to be friends to worms. I promise to let go of my fear and ego and be in relationship with those who might be worm-like to me, someone who society tells us has no value, someone different than me. 2, I promise not to use live worms for fishing. I promise to change my actions that harm the least. 3, if I see a worm on the sidewalk, I promise to move it to the dirt. I promise to serve God in the suffering, the forgotten. Be in relationship. Stop harm and serve. That's when we get it. So the question is, would you like to join the Worm Club?